I already told you that I'm from a small coal mining town within Pennsylvania, and I discovered that someone who came to my classes shares the same hometown. We didn't meet until I came here to Morristown last year, and it's Laura Rooney, this lovely-looking woman over to my right. Laura is 77, born in Larkville, Pennsylvania. She was in many professions, for years a teacher. She's the mother of three children and a very talented writer. She's going to read three poems and one story about her brother Lawrence, who went out homesteading in Oregon in 1912, was it?
1910,
homesteading, when you could, you know, go out and get lots of land. You know that from TV.
Yeah.
And she saw Halley's Comet. Yeah, Ruth also saw Halley's Comet. Yeah, I think that these things are terribly exciting. Anyway, Laura Larson Rooney.
Real Christmas tree to be, with the youngsters, on the holiday. And I have two children graduate from this Morristown High, one in 46 and one in 49. So I really feel at home here. Very happy to be with you. This was when I was very young. Hard for you to believe, but one time I was. When I was very young, I learned that I was Laura Larson and that I lived in Larksville, Pennsylvania. My father told me that I was named for his favorite sister in Sweden, Laura, and that his father's name was Lars. Surely our family loved alliteration, and I did also. I thought it made me special, being called Laura. I pictured this namesake in Sweden, helping her mother peel mountains of boiled potatoes, though only 5 years old, bringing in the cans, filling the tea kettle, picking potatoes for bugs in the garden, and climbing a big hill to see the church spires of Copenhagen across the river. I could see her clearly in her red serge dress and a white apron with the ruffles on the shoulders. And this other was written at Thanksgiving time. Thank you for relatives living and dead who loved me as a child and who love me now. I feel their love as soft lamplight that surrounds me. I remember the red roses in my mother's yard and the rice pudding with raisins that she made. I hear the melodies sung in our home, enhanced by piano, violin, and organ. Also, I thank God for good friends who were with me when I was young, and who are with me now that I am old. So miles apart, we are together.
And that's called the poem of thanks.
Yes, the poem of thanks. Do you want me to read the story, or
please,
the one that was on the bus?
Please read the one that was on the bus. There are a few.
November.
November and Dawn.
Because I was born in November, I chose November to write for the poster on the bus. And I said, November, when cabbages lie in the field, green, wet, ice-coated, miserable, waiting to be taken in for winter. And
I really love that one. I just have to stop, Laura. I really love that one because for so long I felt like a cabbage. Green, wet, ice-coated, miserable, waiting to be taken in for winter. That's an excellent vignette.
Yeah, thank you. Dawn, a jeweled knife cutting open the curtains of darkness. And this is the last one. It's about my brother Lawrence. I was born into a large family in November 1901 in a small mining town in Pennsylvania. My brothers and sisters were all older. My father and brothers worked in the coal mines. In 1902, while I was still a baby, the big coal strike occurred, and there were hard times. My mother had a brother in Butte, Montana, a boss in the copper mines, and he wanted to help. He sent for my teenage brother, Lawrence, to come to Butte, and he'd give him a job so he could send money home. Lawrence didn't like to leave home, but he was kindly and obedient and made the trip to Butte and worked in the mines there and sent most of his pay home. He stayed on in Butte working even after the strike in the mines at home ended. Every 2 years he came home on a visit and seemed a stranger to me, although he seemed to know me very well and was fond of me and liked to tease, pulling my braids and so forth. My mother would cook his favorite food, and his visit was a gala occasion. All through the years, when we were younger children and went to school, we'd stop at the post office for the mail on our way home from school. There was no home delivery at that time. The postmaster knew that the letter from Butte contained money, and he'd give us youngsters strict orders to go straight home and give the letter to our mother. In 1910, Lawrence wrote that the state of Oregon was throwing open free land for homesteaders, 160 acres to each person who qualified. Lawrence had never married, as he wanted to help his parents and family at home, and now he felt that some of the older children at home could take over, and he'd go on his own, and he'd go to Oregon and get a start in his own life. To my mother, Oregon was so far away, Butte was far enough, but when he said he was going to Oregon, she just thought that was the jumping off place completely. She decided to go out to see him before he went any further. I was the youngest child at home, so she took me with her on the train to Butte. Haley's Comet appeared that year, and every night on the train, we were about 5 days on the train and four nights, every night on the train, everyone watched it. I can still see it with its fiery tail. Even after we got to Butte, we'd go up a hill with Lawrence every evening to see the comet. Lawrence left one night, pack on back, and we listened to his fast steps on the boardwalk leading to the train station. He said to tell my father that when he got to Oregon, he'd get a white horse for my father to ride. He planned to move our whole family out there, away from the mines, forever. That's it.
Isn't she extraordinary? Mm-hmm.